Hello, my name is Matt Bedini, and this is Internet Vulnerabilities. Today, I'm going to be teaching you all about the glorious topic of hackers and how you could be left open to cyber attacks. I'll also go into all the fun stuff scammers and hackers could do once they get into your device. But I first want to show you how you can prevent cyber attacks so you don't have to worry about all those nasty little things they can do on your computer. Starting off with the most duh way of exposing yourself, leaving any device unattended out in the public area. Yeah, starting off this podcast with some really mind-blowing facts, I'm sure, but it does happen. Maybe you're just going to take a bathroom break or throw something away. That can leave you open. Some people may only need your device's item number, which can be found on the back of most computers and phones, and then track you from anywhere. So the best way to avoid this is keeping your device on you at all times, as annoying as that may be. Next up is another no-brainer, opening unfamiliar emails. This may seem like an eye roller, but the fact is that scammers in today's internet are becoming more and more believable. The tried and true method is posing as a random company saying you've won an iPhone because you visited a website or something like that. Now, I'm not going to judge, but it's 2023. We can't be falling for those anymore. However, recently, a lot of scammers have switched to posing as a company or a website you may have an account with and say that there's an issue with your account. It usually says there's a billing address issue or a card was declined. Obviously, if there's a separate attachment on the email or a website address in the email that looks like an alien language, don't click on it. It can contain malware that can be installed onto your device that opens you up to the person who sent that email. If the email looks like it was sent from your bank or Amazon or something like that, be sure to call the company's service number first before clicking on anything. This will ensure that the email actually came from the company it's claimed to be coming from. Moving on to one we often overlook, regularly connecting to public Wi-Fi networks. Everyone's gone to McDonald's, a hotel, or some public gathering place and has either knowingly or unknowingly connected to that place's public Wi-Fi. The basic fact is that any unsecured network is a playground for someone who may be watching on the other end. They can just connect to the Wi-Fi and possibly see everyone's devices who's already connected to that Wi-Fi. This can also include some password-protected networks, since a lot of those places have very basic passwords that can be easily cracked. The best way to avoid any information leaking out is to not connect to any of these networks. However, if that isn't an option for you, then try not to access any personal information or websites like bank account numbers or credit cards while you're connected to the Wi-Fi network. Next is a habit I'm sure we have all done at least once in our lifetimes, using the same password for multiple accounts. Now, I know how convenient it is to have just one password for everything, and trust me, I can't remember what I had for dinner last night, but what happens if someone gets that one password? Their first instinct is going to be to use that password on every account they can get their hands on, and now they have access to all your info rather than just one account. Having a password that has a healthy mix of upper and lowercase letters, numbers, and symbols can drastically reduce the initial risk of getting hacked, but it doesn't entirely remove that risk. The absolute best solution is to have a completely different password for every single account you make. But I'm going to be real, I'm not even going to follow that rule. So, another good way is to find a single word or a phrase, preferably a phrase, that can easily be changed. Change some E's to threes, some I's to exclamation points, and so on. Change some numbers around, maybe change some symbols. This allows you to have different passwords for each account while making it a bit easier to remember. So, this habit may not seem as obvious or egregious, but oversharing on social media can easily open you up for a cyber attack. All those little security questions you made to reset your passwords, you know, the ones you think are little facts about yourself that are easy to remember. Yeah, well, you can completely give yourself away by oversharing everything you do or think on social media. There are reports that you can actually use AI programs that can piece a bunch of posts and pictures from a person and actually spit back out sensitive information that could be linked to one of your security questions. So basically, there are two solutions. One, don't share everything you do or everything about you on social media. Or two, use the harder security questions and ask your mom what her maiden name is or something like that. Most likely, this is the habit we all forget about, which is forgetting about older accounts. I mean, we all have that one Facebook account we made in like 2009 and we never use anymore. Or is that just me? But anyway, any account that has your full name and email address immediately makes you a target for one of those previous attacks I stated. And if that older account has any bank or card information, that's even worse. The best way to prevent this is to keep track of any account you make online. You also want to trek back and find older accounts you don't really use anymore and try and delete them, while also subjecting yourself to any torturous pictures or posts you may have posted in your younger years. So, now that I've shown you how to defend yourself against these cyber attacks, let's go into what these hackers and scammers actually want once they get inside your computer. The most obvious thing all hackers and scammers will be after will be your passwords. This will give them access to all your accounts that contain more sensitive information. Once they get these passwords, they'll have access to everything that is on that account that the password unlocks, which leads us into the next thing they'll be after. The most common thing all hackers and scammers will be after will be your personal information, whether that be your home address, Wi-Fi passwords, bank account information, credit card information, or your social security number. Basically, they'll want anything you keep locked behind a password. They can then do a multitude of things with that info, whether it be using the bank or card information themselves, or selling off all your data to other people who want that information. And yes, that does happen on the internet. It's not some ghost story to scare you about the web. It's actually the main thing a lot of these big scammers will do once they gather your information. They'll use up your credit card or your bank account, and then once they're done with it, they'll sell off that information to make even more money. And lastly, which is my personal favorite because it scares everyone and makes them incredibly paranoid, is the access to your webcam. Yep, I can already hear you ripping off a piece of tape to put over your webcam now. However, this is extremely rare, as most scammers really aren't interested in what you do in your room and you're alone or whatever. They're just after private information to get money. This is usually the occurrence of a targeted cyber attack with the intention of blackmail. Now, to end off the podcast, I'm just going to go over some other fun things that hackers can do once they get into your computer. Now, these are the more extreme things they can do once they get into your computer, but it's fun to talk about nonetheless. I want to make it clear that these are, again, extreme cases. Most of the time, they're just after very simple information, and they're not trying to do all this other dark web stuff on your computer, but it is fun to say what they can do if they get access to your computer. So one thing hackers have been reported of doing is storing stolen or illegal programs on their victims' devices. It has become more common for people to use victims' computers that they hacked into a hiding place for certain programs that they or someone else may want access to later. They may often leave these programs in a place you may not think to look, like deep within your program files or in that one folder you keep all your e-textbooks in that we both know you never look at. Then that person can either notify others where to find that program or access it themselves later when they deem they're at a safer location. What this does is plant your fingerprints on the stolen programs and can let the hacker seem like they had nothing to do with it, basically putting a cloak over what they did. Another tactic which hackers have used in recent times is to use the victim's devices to launch cyber attacks against a company or a website. Once again, these are usually extreme cases and are usually done by activists or protest groups. There really isn't a large-scale hacking group like Anonymous or something like that that are behind all these attacks on the companies. What this does is allow them to once again use your device as a mask and leave all the evidence right on your computer. So when the company's investigators come knocking, it'll trace right back to your device. Lastly, what a lot of hackers will just often do is just use your computer as a gateway to access your network and then other computers. Networks are much more valuable to scammers than one device. So what many will do is once they're done taking your information, they'll use your device as a jumping off point of sorts to access whatever network you're on, which then can expose everyone who is also on that network at that time. This is the most common thing hackers will do once they gain access to your device, as again, most of them are just after all your personal information and are not some mustache-twirling evil masterminds that are out to damage everything on the internet. So, as you can see, there are tons of ways you can be open to cyber attacks and leave your private information vulnerable. Now, this wasn't meant to scare anybody or have anyone listening to this wrap themselves in bubble wrap every time they go online, but it's just merely a warning and something to keep an eye out for when you're surfing the web. That's all I got time for, so I hope you enjoyed listening and learned a thing or two. My name is again Matt Bedini, and this was Internet Vulnerabilities.